listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City. Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
It holds 3,700 people.
Where?
Fort Lauderdale. Fort Lauderdale, wow. Calvary Chapel, yep. Mega Church.
I met the founder twice, a couple times, and I grew up, after 29, I grew up in the Lord listening to him, and Pastor, well, it doesn't really matter if I remember his name or no, but anyway, he, a very gentle gentleman, they made that movie about him, Jesus Revolution, you
Jesus
know?
Revolution.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
they
do have
Chuck
a-
Chuck Smith.
Chuck Smith, Pastor Chuck Smith, a wonderful human being. They definitely divide the Word of God.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
There's a certain anointing. Now, sometimes there's the power of the Spirit, and the end times they will deny the Spirit and the power of. I sometimes wish there was more of evidence of that, but people don't like that, which they can't control. So anyway, it doesn't really matter. Their anointing, though, is dividing the Word of God, and it's done beautifully. I've attended Calvary Chapels up and down the coast of America, even out in California, where I had breakfast with Pastor Chuck Smith.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, go ahead. So they take you to Calvary Chapel that night. Hundreds of people walk into this mega church.
Yep. So I walk in and I start crying when I walk into the hallways, and I start feeling something inside of me that felt strange.
Oh.
And my heart was feeling
His holiness.
Joy and just feeling something. And we go sit down,
yeah.
And the music breaks out, and I see everybody get up with their arms raised. So I got up with my arms raised, and I'm crying and worshiping the Lord.
So you just went along with it. You were so broken. Like,
yeah.
If they're raising their arms,
yeah, I'm going to raise my arms.
Did you feel like you were surrendering, like when a bad guy surrenders to the cops?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hands up.
Hands up.
Oh, my hands were up.
I give up.
I give up.
Here's my white flag.
Big white flag.
Surrender.
Yes, I surrendered. All right. Wait until I surrender. I'm going to surrender.
Yeah.
Because what happens is the pastor comes out and everybody's telling me that I'm with, that he's one of us, He was a drug addict and alcoholic and womanizer, and he was doing what we were doing.
Don't mention any names.
No.
Okay.
No. So the next thing I know is after he gets done preaching,
yeah.
I end up running out onto the out. Didn't know why this happened, but the next thing I know, I ran out in the aisle, ran down and collapsed on my all fours.
Come on.
Crying.
Ran?
Ran. Collapsed on all fours at the stage, at the altar.
That's so beautiful.
Floor,
so beautiful.
Crying my eyes out like Niagara Falls and feeling like I was born again because it happened.
Did you know the terminology born again at that point?
No, I did not.
Look at that.
No, I did not. All I know is I felt like I walked into heaven. And I felt peace, joy, love, happiness. And I felt like the whole world got lifted off my
Welcome
shoulders.
Welcome home.
Yes. Yes,
welcome
and then
home.
I look up and
by the way, anybody listening to this, you're welcome home too.
Yes,
all you,
you
got to do is surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Call upon the name of the Lord right now, right where you are. No mistake, you're listening to this broadcast. And if you've fallen away, come on back right now.
Yep, he's always there. God is just a whisper away. Why? Because
yes.
He's right next to you whispering.
God is just a whisper away.
Yeah, he's always next to you. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. He's in everyone.
Yeah.
Satan's always screaming because he's far
him.
Away.
I don't care about that guy.
But God
greater
is right
who's,
next
greater
to
Greater is he who's in me than he is in the world. For
That's
God is not,
right.
For God has not given me a spirit of fear, but one of power, love, and a sound mind.
Yep. So after that, after I a couple of guys came and picked me up off the floor,
yeah.
And they took me in the New Believer's Room at Calvary Chapel, where
yeah.
I serve now.
Yeah.
And they prayed on me, and they gave me water and tissues and told me, what I just did and gave
water
me a Bible.
And tissues.
Yep, gave me a Bible and I walked out of that New Believer's Room made new, as 2 Corinthians 5:17
all
says,
things are new.
Yep, all old things have passed, all things become new ago. Again, that's 2 Corinthians 5:17.
Jesus said, make sure you're born from above, for you must be born once of your mother, but once of the Spirit of God.
Praise the Lord.
And if you don't know that you haven't. So raise those hands and surrender right now to
yep,
Jesus
surrender.
Christ.
I always tell everybody there's two types of surrender.
Yeah.
There's one where you just say it. I surrender.
Yeah.
But then there's the one where you say, I surrender.
And you're I all surrender and all.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm not a singer.
Ain't it time, ain't it time,
yes,
you
yes
came home to Jesus, weary traveler, old soul alone. I wrote that one.
Yep. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
So the Lord back wrote to the, it through me. Excuse me, Father.
So I go back to the farm feeling brand new. And I started getting into my curriculum of all my classes and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I did my 10 months. But meanwhile, I had gone back to Calvary Chapel like 5 months after December 24th.
Yeah, yeah.
And the woman that I got to know at the Catholic Church that I was in my addiction for 5 years showed up at that church. And I got to meet her. And we became friends and started talking. And we were meeting every Saturday for church, and then I started preaching at the farm.
Now, at this point, there's nothing romantic going on. You're just
no,
friends.
We're just friends.
Did you ever think, come on, you were the woman, you had to be thinking something.
No, because the situation that I was in, I was never
going to She was a mentor.
I was never getting married again.
Oh, okay.
I found out that she was in recovery for about 9 years, and she was bringing sponsees to Calvary, and we just were talking as friends.
So she was your friend, and you were gaining wisdom from her knowledge
right
and experience.
And then she started coming to the farm to watch me preach because I started learning how to preach on Wednesday nights. And she was bringing her girls with her sponsees. So we had Celebrate Recovery at Faith Farm, and we had Wednesday
night. Celebrate Recovery is the Christian version of the 12 steps
right
with AA. Okay.
Right. And then I finally got connected to that at Calvary Chapel,
mm-hmm,
too,
mm-hmm,
and I ended up getting connected into 12 Steps to Celebrate Recovery, which is from Saddleback Church, California, Rick Warren's church.
There's another guy dedicated to the Lord.
Yes, yes, yes. So,
made $100 million, and
yep,
it's all for the Lord. It's all going back into the kingdom of God. God bless.
So the week before I was going to graduate— Jerry showed up at the farm to see me and give me a gift because she wasn't going to be there the following week when I was graduating because she had a family reunion.
Mm-hmm.
But as she gave me the gift, she let me know that she fell in love with me.
Oh.
And I looked at her and I said, well, I don't have anything to offer. I'm just a guy in the program. And she says, no, as long as you got God and me, you're okay. And I looked at her and I said, well, I got feelings for you, but I wasn't going to tell you. And we started dating. And then came
moments
August
of honesty.
Then come August. August. This was in July of 2013. And then comes August. I'm going to do a sermon on the Holy Spirit high and the drug and alcohol high. Don't leave the program till the miracle happens. And I was going to talk about how the drug and alcohol high costs you money and your life where the Holy Spirit high is free. And I had this whole sermon set up.
But God had other plans?
Yes, he did.
What are those? What happened? Now, by the way, in case you're just tuning in right now, we're listening to the author of Addiction, Saved by the Grace of God. His name is?
Anthony Marakovitz.
Anthony Marakovitz, Addiction, Saved by the Grace of God. Okay, continue.
So the next thing I know, I'm in my apartment because I got hired on the farm after I graduated and started teaching and became the supervisor of the maintenance department. I'm basically going to stay on the farm for another year.
Faith Farm Ministries.
Yes. And I'm going to stay there and give back. And the next thing I know, the night before I was going to preach the sermon on the Holy Spirit. And the drug and alcohol high, I was sleeping in my condo.
You're sleeping in your condo and somebody comes
right
to visit
on the
you,
farm.
If I remember.
Yes. What happens is
Faith Farm is for men only, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right. And I'm in my room.
Yep.
And as I'm in my room sleeping, about 2 o'clock in the morning, I started dreaming, you know, just like those people in the Bible were dreaming. And I was dreaming, and the dream was that there was a loud voice telling me that while you're on the altar tonight doing a Holy Spirit sermon, you are to bring Jerry up to marry you, ask her to marry you. And the next thing I know, I was in my bed, and I kind of woke up, and it was a bright light in my room. And as I looked at it, it disappeared. It disappeared.
Whoa.
It was like a big figure, but it disappeared. And I sat up in my bed, and I'm like, what was that? And I could hear my subconscious mind, yes, bring Jerry up and ask her to marry you tonight. So I grab my Bible. It's 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm looking at my Bible, and then I open it up. It goes to the first wedding where Jesus turns the water to wine.
Immediately.
And I start reading
Whoa.
That. So about 9 o'clock in the morning, I go down to see the pastor to let him know what just happened. And he looked at me, he says, God sent you an angel, and that's a direct command. You got to bring Jerry up and ask him to marry
you. Hallelujah.
So I said, yeah.
How many people get God to pick your mate?
Right?
The next All thing, is forgiven, my son.
Yep. The next thing I know.
Even though you've been married and divorced a couple times, there's a new beginning
twice.
With Jesus. He wipes the slate clean, ladies and gentlemen.
Twice.
New beginning right here, right now, if you want it.
Yep.
Call upon Corinthians. The name of the Lord Jesus, you shall be saved. So go ahead. You go to church that night.
Yeah. So that night I go to church. Well, that day I ended up going to the thrift store, and they had a ring, and I ended up with a ring.
Because right now you don't have a lot of dough in your life.
Nope. So the pastor went and bought it for me behind my back, didn't even let me know.
Oh, because you couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
So he went back in without you knowing it.
Yep.
Oh, my word.
Yes,
what a pastor.
Yes, God was just
God
at work.
God be with him. Bless his soul.
So that night, Jerry shows up, and I'm in red and black, and she's in red and black, and she just showed up like that. And I was
no coordination except by the Holy One of God.
Yep, the Holy Spirit is in charge of all of this.
Yep.
And I was saying to the pastor, how do I bring her up? And he says, just get up and start preaching. So I got up and started preaching, and the next thing I know, the Holy Spirit started talking about how me and her in recovery together and how God brought her into my life at Calvary, and we're dating now.
Yeah.
And the next thing I know, the Holy Spirit invited her up on stage. And
she said, would you please come up here?
Will you please come up here? And the next thing I know, she came up, but she said to me she thought I was going to make her say her testimony. But I said, by the grace of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, will you marry me? And I slipped the ring on her finger, and she looked at me, and she said yes and kissed me. And I looked at the church, and I said, that's the power of the Holy Spirit.
They must have gone nuts.
Yes, the church went wild. The church went wild. And we got married at Faith Farm Ministries on July 5th, 2014, a year later.
Wow.
I stayed on that farm for a year and taught and helped hundreds of guys. And that night, God used us to show those 200 guys that were in that church that there's hope, that it's not the end of your life, that there's hope. That's what the message was.
Well, look at you. You'd had a brain aneurysm that almost killed you. You had been addicted to drugs. You've been in the mafia. You did a whole bunch of bad stuff. Married and divorced 3 times. I mean, you attempted suicide once. That didn't work out, right?
More than that once.
A number of times.
Yep.
By the way, it's all in his book, Addiction, Saved by the Grace of God. He's Anthony
Marakovitz.
And Addiction, Saved by the Grace of God. You can get it from Amazon.com. Nice little book with a nice font, and it's only 137 pages. A good read, folks. Okay, so let's continue on here. So what happens next?
So the next thing, we go through the year, and we get married at Faith Farm Ministries on July 5th, 2014.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve Camp of the Cross Church here in Palm City, Florida. We'd like to invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10 a.m. We are a Reformed congregation, and so we believe that salvation is all of grace by faith in Jesus Christ alone and not of works. We are currently studying the Gospel of Matthew expositionally, verse by verse, every week. All sinners are welcome. So come as you are, but leave as he is.
So you're pregnant, and suddenly your whole life changed. You want to be joyful, but you're also afraid and anxious. How do you deal with this? Where do you go for help? CareNet Pregnancy Services of the Treasure Coast is here for you. We give compassionate counsel, helpful education, and referrals so that you can make the best decision. There is no charge for our confidential services, and we will ensure that you enjoy security and strong support from the CareNet family. Reach out to us today at 772-828-3168.
What are the key elements to being a Christian?
Well, you may not be dead physically, but according to the Word of God, until Jesus Christ comes into your life, you are dead spiritually.
Dr. David Jeremiah gives us insight into basics of the Christian faith. Next time on Turning Point.
Listen to Turning Point at 12:30 p.m. Monday through Friday on the Good News Station WCNO.
Safety for your home and family. Now that's important to you. And Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, can help. with security, video surveillance, and access control. Gator Security is available at www.gatorsecurity.com or 800-676-1580. Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, is a proud corporate sponsor of WCNO. GatorSecurity.com.
My feet are frozen on this middle ground. The water's warm here, but the fire's gone out. I've played it safe for so long, the passion left. Turns out safe is just another word for regret. So I step to the edge and I take a deep breath. We're all dying to live, but we're all so scared to death. And this is the part where my head tells my heart you should turn back around, but there's no turning back now. I'm going all in, head first to the deep end. I hear you calling, and this time the fear won't win. Well, I'm going all in. I'm all in, I'm all in, all in. I'm all in, I'm all in. I believe that one day I will see your kingdom come. And I wanna hear you say, welcome home, my child, well done. So I step to the edge and I take a deep breath. I'm not turning back around, cause there's no turning back now. I'm going all in, head first to the deep end. Cause I hear you calling, and this time the fear won't win. I'm going all in. I'm all in, I'm all in, all in. Well, I'm all in, I'm going all in. Well, I'm all in, I'm all in, all in. Well, I'm all in. All to you, Jesus, I freely give. As long as there's breath in these lungs, I will live. With reckless abandon, my heart in your hands, I surrender it all. I'm going all in. I'm going all in. I'm going all in. Head first to the deep end. Open it, cause I hear you calling. I'm going all in. Well, I'm all in, all in. Well, I'm all in, I'm going all in. Well, I'm all in, all in. I'm all in. I believe that one day I will see your kingdom come, and I want to hear you say, welcome home, my child, well done.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. So, so good. With every breath that I am able, of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire in darkest night. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend, and I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! 'Cause all my life you have been faithful.
Oh yes you have.
And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh I will sing of the goodness of God.
I've seen my soul is thirsty. Only you can satisfy. You're the well that never will run dry. And I'll praise you for the blessing, for calling me your friend. And in your name I'm lifting, I'm lifting up my hands.
Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Please listen to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael every Saturday at 3 p.m. for encouragement from the Holy Bible for life's journey. Thank you.
Everyone needs compassion. Love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. And everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations.
Somebody would help me, we lift him up. Come on, sing it. one more time, talk about it.
Jesus,
the lily of the valleys.
Jesus,
morning star.
Jesus,
I love your name, Lord.
Jesus, Jesus,
said whatever he's short, just take it and add it to mine. I've got you covered, I'll pay the difference. You don't have to worry at all. Whatever the cost is, I'll go the distance. If you fall, I will catch you. You know I won't let you feel like you're there all alone. I've got you covered. Covered. Sometimes when I look back, it's hard to explain just how far I've come. Yet how little has changed. I still long to hold what seems so out of reach, only to find out it's not what it seems. I come to the Father alone and afraid, in need of forgiveness, yet it's so far away. I cry out for mercy, a child so beneath, and with a voice of compassion, the Father calls out to me. I've got you covered, I'll pay the difference. You don't have to worry at all. Whatever the cost is, I'll go the distance. If you fall, I will catch you. You know I won't let you feel like you're there all alone. I've got you covered. I know what you're facing. I see where you're standing. I'm holding all the answers you need. 'Cause no situation will ever take you out of my reach. I've got you covered, I'll be the difference. You don't have to worry at all. Whatever the cost is, I'll go the distance. If you fall, I will catch you. Again, feel like you're there all alone. I've got you covered. Yeah, got you covered. Yeah. Yeah.
Greetings. We invite you to join the Word of Truth International Ministry with Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope every Saturday at 8 a.m. as we break the bread of life and teach the Word of God right here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Hi, this is Penny Cook with another moment to pursue prayer for America. No matter how things look in our country, Scripture tells us to pray, to keep praying, and don't lose heart. So would you join me now, and let's pray this scriptural prayer to the God of Heaven's armies for America. Lord of Heaven's armies, turn your ear and listen. Rescue us quickly. Be our rock of protection, our fortress where we will be safe. Have mercy on us as we trust you for protection and hide in your refuge until the danger passes by. Turn America again to yourself, O God of Heaven's armies. Make your face shine down on us. Only then will we be saved. Do not deliver us into the hand of our oppressors, but according to your great compassion, deliver us. Give the command to save us and deliver us out of the hand of the unrighteous. Lord, as we seek your shelter, give your angels charge over us to guard us in all our ways. Let no weapon formed against us prosper. You've told us, do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God's. So, Lord, God of vengeance, let your glorious justice shine forth. Cause those who rise against us and our families and our country to be defeated. Lord, cause our enemies' schemes to be turned back on them as we come against them in the name of the Lord of Heaven's armies. And it's in your name we pray. Amen. Thanks for praying with me. If you'd like to know more about these prayers, you can go to pennycookauthor.com. That's Cook with an E, pennycookauthor.com. And let's keep praying for America.
You make all things.
You make all things new.
I'd rather be than seated in the presence of my King. You're the only one I'll ever need. Your majesty is all I wanna see. All I want. My soul longs, even faints, for the Lord in this place. You're the source of my strength, Yahweh. Forever home in your house, I'm standing on holy ground, where all I want has been found, than seated in the presence of my King. Oh, you're the only one I ever need. Your majesty is all I want to see.
Better than a thousand anywhere.
Dad up, fathers. This is Seamus Gordon with the Father-Child Connection. April is Autism Awareness Month, and I'd like to give a shout out to all the dads with children on the spectrum. Let's face it, it is often a challenge raising children in this current state of affairs. It is particularly challenging for fathers raising a child who is on the autism spectrum. Michael is a father of a child who has autism, and I want you to listen to what he has to say. Michael?
Thank you, Seamus. This has to be one of the most difficult balancing acts for a father. You want to establish a foundation of discipline and respect, but also have to understand these can't be fight fire with fire scenarios. Just a slight change in posture or vocal tone can turn a manageable moment into a complete meltdown. And this can be extremely dangerous to a child's development. We as fathers have to be proactive in educating ourselves with these signs and symptoms, because these aren't cookie cutter diagnoses. Personally, my wife and I didn't find out our son had autism until he was 12 years old. And because of his age, most of the programs didn't apply. And yes, it is extremely frustrating, but there is hope. This is why it's so important to know what signs to look for. The earlier the diagnosis, the sooner you can begin giving your child the help he or she deserves. Our son will be 16 years old this year, and even though there are some tough days, there are better days ahead. And for that, we're grateful.
Thanks, Mike. If you would like to have more information, please call 561-229-2379 or email us at admin@thefatherchildconnection.org. Dad up!
My hiding place, my shame.